Hey, it's opening day today. The boys of summer, yeah, they play in springtime too. Baseball starting all across the nation. Now, the Yankees and Red Sox went head-to-head last night with a Red Sox win 9-7, which some people were happy to see.
Wait, was that Yankees lost?
Oh, yes, which, like I said, some people were happy to see. Celeste Headley across from me relishes a Yankee loss. As I have to be honest, so do I. Now, I am following the Nationals, and I do so with hesitation because I know how this is going to turn out, but Dave Zirin knows how the rest of the league may turn out, and he's looking at baseball in detail. We're lucky to have him. He's sports correspondent for The Nation. Dave, good morning.
Great to be here, and it's unbelievable. It's opening day, and the Nationals are already 10 games out of
first place. Oh, come on. Cut him off. Microphone off.
Unbelievable.
You know what? The President of the United States is going to be on the mound tonight, which is an honor for the Nationals, and I will have you
and
not...
And the last time there is going to be interest in
the Nationals. I will have you... Thank you, Celeste. I will have you not put them in the tank before the first pitch is even thrown.
My God. The last time Obama threw out a first pitch, though, he was derided for wearing the mommy pants,
yes,
as it was said, at the All-Star game. Hopefully he'll have some hip huggers out there tonight.
He'll have better pants and hopefully not a high kick. Let's just see if he can keep it out of the dirt. That's the thing that's going to interest me about that first pitch. But, Dave, let me ask you, what opening day, we won't learn much from the first game, but what are you watching? What are the big storylines for you in the first month of the season here?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, most prognosticators are saying that 2010 is going to be very much of a chalk year, meaning that the teams that were great in 09 are going to be great in 10. That's what paper says. That's what the statistics say. That's what all the new statistics like your VORP and your WAR and your win shares, mm-hmm, which most fans have no idea what people are talking about. That's what they say is going to happen. It's going to be a chalk year. The wonderful thing about baseball is that it's never a chalk year. There's always a team or two that surprises us and emerges. And I got to tell you, I'm so sorry to say this because you are a Nationals fan,
yeah,
but I really like the Atlanta Braves to emerge in the National League East.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And making a very top-heavy National League East, making it very difficult for either the Nationals or my beloved New York Mets to have any breathing room whatsoever.
We should say that when you say it should be a chalk year that we're going to see what we saw in the years past, that would argue for a World Series between the Phillies and the Yankees, correct? Correct?
Yes, which is what actually most people are predicting, and if not Phillies, Yankees, only a minor tweak on that, like Yankees versus the St. Louis Cardinals, who also made the playoffs last year. Or perhaps even, as Sports Illustrated said, the Phillies against the Tampa Bay Rays, which should be nobody's sleeper team anymore in the American League East. They have a young, exciting, brilliant team that figures to do very well.
So you've got the Braves as a dark horse in the NL. You've got Tampa Bay as your dark horse in the AL. Let me move off the diamond with you for a second, because in the background of baseball all the time, for me especially, is steroids and substance abuse. We're a couple years after the Mitchell report now. What kind of a year for steroids are you anticipating? More scandal?
A year for steroids. I mean, the only way there's going to be a scandal is if we continue the drip, drip, drip that's been happening for the last several years,
yeah,
where the more than 100 names that were supposed to be confidential of players who tested positive some years back continues to be leaked out. That list was supposed to have been destroyed by the Players Association. It was never supposed to see the light of day. And yet last year you started to hear about the names like David Ortiz, Alex Rodriguez. I mean, we're talking about the biggest names in the game emerged. And every time it did, it took, pardon the expression, everybody's eye off the ball of the Major League season for about a month. And that's what Major League Baseball just does not want. They want nothing else than for people to see steroids as a definitive era. Like there was a steroid era, like there was a dead ball era, like mm-hmm, there was an era where people of color couldn't play in Major League Baseball. Something regrettable and tragic, but best forgotten. As it continues to drip out in such a way, I mean, I really do believe it does irreparable damage to the game.
So if the steroid era, let's say the steroid era has period, end of sentence, and it doesn't continue this year, does that mean that the era of the slugger is gone too? Are there any big sluggers on your radar screen who can rise up and hit 50 home runs this year?
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why I like Atlanta so much, is they have a kid by the name of Jason Hayward, who I got to see take batting practice. And I haven't seen a ball pop off somebody's bat like this since Barry Bonds was making people pay in San Francisco, knocking him into McCovey Cove.
Wow.
And yet he's bigger than Bonds. And he looks, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but he looks more naturally big than Barry Bonds.
You
like,
mean,
as opposed to somebody who had muscles sewed onto his frame.
Not chemically aided, Hayward, in other words, yeah.
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 Hayward is absolutely spectacular. I also think the Atlanta Braves have the best young pitcher in the game, a kid named Tommy Hansen. And also, it's Bobby Cox's last season in Atlanta after a wonderful, brilliant Hall of Fame run. I just think there's a little magic in the air down south.
And the Atlanta Braves have a long history of a really deep bench when it comes to the bullpen, so maybe they can bring some of that pitching magic back that they used to have with Stoltz.
It's interesting you say that, because Bobby Cox actually says that he's never had a better bullpen than this year.
Well, that would be amazing, because the Braves' bullpen going back 8 to 10 years was so formidable with Stoltz and the rest of them that it's hard for me to imagine that that's a true statement, but if it is, the Braves are going to have a great season on the mound.
Absolutely. Hey, it's not like anyone in baseball ever exaggerates, so who knows?
Right, indeed. You got any comeback players on your radar? Maybe somebody heading out to pasture who's got one great year left in him, do you think, or two?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that, because there actually are a couple of players who I think can have really good comebacks, and they're all on the Mets. Last year was a profoundly down year for some of the people who I think are the most dynamic players in the game, people like David Wright, Jose Reyes, Carlos Beltran. I actually heard a rumor last year that swine flu was going through the Mets clubhouse, and that was the only way you could explain
how bad they
how
were.
All of their numbers went down so precipitously. And now this year, people are saying that even your Nationals have a very good chance of finishing ahead of the Mets with their insane payroll and their Citi Field and the new stadium. But if the Mets, I mean, it's all about, like, who are the real Mets?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, if they are the players of 2008 and 2007, then that will be the comeback team.
Well, David Zirin,
everybody who has one or two good years is all going to be on the Mets.
I think
otherwise it's going to be ugly.
I think you just established a bet between Jay and the control room. He's a Mets fan, and me and the Nationals. So, David Zirin from The Nation, thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.